Appendix D, Signal Systems Maintenance. This appendix outlines two-level maintenance at brigade and below. It discusses communications electronics maintenance and the logistics support provided to build and preserve operational readiness. Early detection by the operator, crew, or maintainer, correction of failures as far forward as possible, and prompt replenishment of repair parts are essential to readiness. Maintenance management. Army organizations are required to establish standard operating procedures and maintenance management processes to sustain, repair, evacuate, and report maintenance readiness status of critical communication systems. The Cyber Lessons and Best Practices website contains sample maintenance standard operating procedures. Refer to FM4-30 and ATP4-33 for detailed information on maintenance support. Two-level maintenance. The Army utilizes a tiered two-level maintenance system comprised of field and sustainment maintenance. Command teams, maintenance personnel, and planners must have a complete understanding of two-level maintenance fundamentals to plan and execute their mission. Field maintenance takes place as close to the point of use as possible. The owning unit retains the equipment or receives it back from the maintenance support facility. Equipment operators, operator maintainers, and ordnance-trained maintainers perform field maintenance. Army maintenance units also provide field maintenance support. Sustainment maintenance restores equipment to a national standard, after which the equipment is returned into the supply system. Sustainment maintenance requires evacuating the equipment to a support facility. When a unit sends equipment to a sustainment maintenance organization, the owning unit usually removes the equipment from its property book. Only in rare instances, such as unit reset, does the equipment return to the owning unit. The goal of the maintenance system is to reduce repair times by repairing or replacing components, modules, and assemblies as far forward as possible by maximizing reliance on rapid repair parts distribution. Field maintenance. Field maintenance consists of two subcategories, operator or crew, and Ordnance Corps-trained maintainer. Field maintenance restores unserviceable equipment, communications systems, or weapon systems using line-replaceable units or modules and component replacement or repair. The owning unit normally performs field maintenance using organic tools and test equipment. The unit should retain and repair the item until it is ready to return to service. Field maintenance is not limited to simply remove and replace actions. If the operator, crew, or maintainer have the skills, special tools, repair parts, references, and adequate time to repair an item, the unit should not evacuate equipment for sustainment maintenance. The Brigade Support Battalion has low-density specialty maintainers to maintain specialized equipment in the brigade combat team. These personnel perform maintenance the forward support companies are not structured to accomplish, including missiles, fire control systems, and signal systems. Field maintenance includes actions performed by crew members, operators, and maintenance personnel, such as adjustment, alignment, service, applying field-level modification work orders, fault or failure diagnosis, battle damage assessment and repair, recovery. Field maintenance is always repair and return to the user. Maintenance personnel at echelons below brigade level reside in the owning unit, forward support company, and field maintenance company. Operator and crew maintenance. Operators and crews perform field maintenance on their assigned equipment as outlined in the equipment operator's manual. The operator or crew is typically the first to observe a fault or failure. In many instances, operators or crews can repair the fault or minimize its impact, enabling mission completion. Operators and crews may also initiate maintenance tasks in response to fault or failure indicators or instrumentation. Typical tasks consist of inspecting, servicing, lubricating, adjusting, and replacing minor components or assemblies, as authorized in the maintenance allocation chart. Operator and crew tasks in a maintenance allocation chart refer to the applicable technical manual and use basic issue items and onboard spares. Operators and crews are specialists on their systems. They receive formal military occupational specialty or functional training on diagnosing system faults. Operators and crews troubleshoot their systems using the operator's manual and simplified or embedded diagnostic equipment to identify, isolate, and trace problems. Operators and crews include signal or military intelligence military occupational specialties, or a maneuver unit's master gunner, who receive advanced individual training, specialized courses, and in some instances, specialized tools. Their primary focus is the system's performance and integrity. After operators and crews exhaust their maintenance capabilities, they rely on maintenance personnel to conduct field maintenance on their equipment. Most maneuver units receive this maintenance support from the forward support company. Maintainer maintenance. Maintainer maintenance is performed by ordnance school-trained maintenance personnel. Maintainers repair a component, accessory, assembly, subassembly, plug-in unit, shop replaceable unit, line replaceable unit, or other portion of the equipment, either on the system or after removal by a trained maintainer. Depending on the system and military occupational specialty involved, the definition of a line replaceable unit or shop replaceable unit is flexible. The characterization of line or shop replaceable units for wheeled and tracked vehicles, radar, or communications systems shifts as the field maintenance troubleshooting increases in complexity. Operator maintainers working with communications systems and communications electronics equipment armament routinely perform tasks other maintainers would consider sustainment level maintenance. Sustainment maintenance. Since it is closer to the point of use, field maintenance is the preferred method of repair. However, operators, crews, and unit maintenance personnel sometimes lack the skills, special tools, repair parts, or references to complete repairs. This may require evacuating equipment for sustainment maintenance. Based on the extent of damage or failure, leaders use their professional judgment to determine the best course of action, based on operational and mission variables. The intent of sustainment maintenance is to perform commodity-oriented repairs to return items to a national standard, providing a consistent and measurable level of reliability. Sustainment maintenance supports both operational forces and the Army supply system. Sustainment maintenance is comprised of two subcategories: below-depot-level sustainment maintenance and depot-level sustainment maintenance. Depot maintenance. Tobihana Army Depot provides depot-level sustainment maintenance for communications electronics systems, including joint satellite communications and joint command, control, communications, computers, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance systems. Besides depot repairs and spares management, Tobihana Army Depot can provide on-site depot-level technical assistance. Tobihana's forward repair activities provide depot-level sustainment presence at locations inside and outside the continental United States. Tobihana Field Service representatives provide depot-level technical assistance visits for on-site troubleshooting, repair, and configuration assistance worldwide. Below depot maintenance. The United States Army Communications Electronics Command Field Sustainment Support Division has 7 regional support centers aligned with the Army Field Support Brigades. Regional support centers provide forward logistical support, including care of supplies and storage, warehousing, below depot sustainment maintenance, and return maintenance authorizations for warranty items. The regional support centers can react rapidly to warfighter requirements and support surge requirements, if necessary. Regional support centers mainly support commercial off-the-shelf and non-standard equipment. United States Army Communications Electronics Command provides below-depot sustainment maintenance for United States Army Training and Doctrine Command training-based tactical equipment at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and Fort Gordon, Georgia. This includes associated support items of equipment for the systems. United States Army Communications Electronics Command's logistics assistance representatives provide commanders the technical guidance necessary to resolve problems with weapon systems, equipment, and logistics. Logistics assistance representatives help solve readiness issues at unit level and assist with logistics problems beyond the unit's resources or capabilities to resolve through technical guidance to resolve equipment and systemic logistics issues, analysis of readiness issues, identification of systemic issues with command, control, communications, computers, and intelligence equipment. Communications electronics maintenance. The unique maintenance requirements of signal equipment and the need to maintain the DOT-NA with minimal downtime requires more responsive maintenance procedures. Some signal military occupational specialties are operator maintainers who can perform more extensive field maintenance on their assigned equipment at the point of use. These operator maintainers perform equipment replacement tasks to restore or maintain the viability of the network. Network systems maintenance. Maintaining the DOT&A requires continual coordination between signal leaders and staffs. The G6, S6, and the division and brigade signal leaders work across organizational boundaries to sustain their portions of the DOT&A. Communications electronics maintenance in the maneuver battalion. The S6 works in conjunction with the logistics staff, support operations, communications electronics maintenance shop, and the forward support company commander to develop a comprehensive maintenance plan. The maintenance plan includes coordination for contractor field service representative support. The maintenance plan becomes part of the unit's maintenance standard operating procedure. This ensures there are clearly understood procedures to preserve the battalion's maintenance readiness. The signal support systems specialist in the brigade and battalion S6 replaces defective line replaceable units or modules in communications electronics systems, COMSEC devices, remote control systems, intercoms, and automated information systems. Replaces line replaceable units or modules or evacuates equipment to the forward support company for repair or replacement of faulty communications electronics equipment and automated information systems. Repairs and installs the unit's communications electronic systems wiring and cabling. Installs and removes vehicular and base station communications systems and automated information systems. This includes installation kits, antennas, and cables on all platforms. Performs communications electronics systems testing. Maintains test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment calibration records. Manages and maintains battery inventory and charging systems. Orders and maintains bench stock. Applies modifications and directions, such as technical bulletin guidance. Maneuver battalions typically receive field maintenance support from the brigade support battalion's forward support company. The forward support company has a maintenance platoon to repair automotive, armament, ground support, electronics, and missile equipment. The forward support company focuses on line replaceable units using combat spares from prescribed load list and shop stock. The forward support company has a service and recovery section to perform battle damage assessment and repair. The forward support company's maintenance control section uses logistics automated information systems to order and track repair parts. The forward support company commander establishes maintenance collection points in coordination with the maneuver battalion's logistics staff. Communications electronics maintenance in the brigade. The brigade S6 maintains and monitors the status of the brigade's portion of the DOT&A. The S6 works closely with the brigade signal company commander, brigade engineer battalion staff, and the executive officer to ensure critical network maintenance and parts are available to maintain operations. Each maneuver brigade has an assigned brigade support battalion with a forward support company and a field maintenance company. In the other brigades, the forward support company supports the maneuver battalions. The field maintenance company supports the brigade headquarters and other non-maneuver units in the brigade. The field maintenance company has a base support platoon to provide electronics equipment maintenance support and conduct float management of communications electronics equipment to a forward support company. The forward support company focuses on line replaceable units using combat spares from shop stock. The forward support company has a service and recovery section to perform battle damage assessment and repair. The forward support company's maintenance control section uses logistics automated information systems to order and track repair parts. The forward support company commander establishes maintenance collection points in coordination with the brigade logistics staff. Brigade S6. The brigade S6 closely tracks the maintenance status and availability of the brigade's communications equipment and systems. The brigade S6 works closely with the brigade signal commander, executive officer, and electronic systems maintenance warrant officer to ensure critical network maintenance, services, repair parts, and spares are available to preserve operational readiness. Brigade Signal Company. The Brigade Signal Company coordinates network performance and maintenance issues with the Brigade S6. The Brigade Signal Company has operator maintainers who perform field maintenance on organic signal equipment. The signal company executive officer coordinates maintenance support for organic equipment and maintains logistical and maintenance oversight for the company. Units with no organic maintenance capabilities. Some units in the brigade have limited or no organic field maintenance capability or capacity. These units normally receive field maintenance support or augmentation from a supporting maintenance organization. Maneuver battalions are examples of units without organic field maintenance capabilities. These units receive field maintenance support from the brigade support battalion's forward support companies. Functional brigades without organic maintenance capabilities for any equipment or commodity area normally coordinate for support from a sustainment brigade or combat sustainment support battalion. The sustainment brigade or combat sustainment support battalion's support maintenance company provides field maintenance to division and above units with no organic maintenance capabilities.